Anyway, on to other vices. We've known for quite a long time that tobacco smoking can cause a range of cancers. And in fact, it's believed to be responsible for more than a quarter of all cancer deaths in the UK. And there's also plenty of evidence to show that pregnant women who smoke can actually harm their unborn babies. But now scientists in Canada have discovered that fathers who smoke could actually be passing on genetic damage to their kids. And the team did this by studying male mice who'd been exposed to cigarette smoke. And they found they had changes in the DNA within their sperm. And if you sort of take this onto humans, such changes could mean that you could increase the risk of cancer or other diseases in your children. Now, what they did was they tested mice who'd been exposed to the relative levels of smoke that the average human smoker would be. And they looked at the DNA sequence of a certain stretch in the mouse genome. And they found that the rates of DNA mistakes or mutations was about one and a half times higher after 6 weeks of exposure and 1.7 times higher after 12 weeks of exposure.
So what's the bottom line then? Don't smoke if you're trying to get pregnant.
That's basically it. Now, you know, some men think, well, I'll stop smoking when the baby's born, you know, and not to expose children to the harmful effects of cigarette smoke. But in fact, because sperm renews itself quite a lot, you know, men are quite good at making a lot of sperm.
I think it's 5,000 sperm a second is the published figure.
It makes your eyes water. Because it's being renewed so frequently, it's probably best if you're trying to conceive, you know, if you're someone who wants to become a dad, it's probably a good idea to quit smoking before you actually get down to it.